Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglia along with Cullen Steele, supervising and coordinating behind the scenes. Charlie's taking a few days off. I think he's out in Florida right now, so hope he has a nice little run on the vacation. But Cullen will take care of everything for us really well here. You heard Cullen talk about it, and we'll have a lot of that Saints sound bank after 6 o'clock. Mickey Loomis, Executive Vice President, General Manager, also Head Coach Kellen Moore. Drew Brees. Drew spoke with us last week, but he was at the Surge Entertainment kind of premiere, and so got sound from him from there from Saturday, along with Spencer Rattler, Saints quarterback, trying to beat out Shuck for the starting position, and wide receiver Cedric Wilson. Want to tell everybody at 5:20 this afternoon, the skipper of the LSU baseball team, Jay Johnson, will join us. So we'll get to talk to Jay before he heads out to Hoover, Alabama for the SEC Championship Series. And man, what a ride it's been for the Tigers. And again, number one ranked in D1 baseball, along with a couple other polls. So we'll have Jay Johnson on with us at 5:20. In some news that broke a few minutes ago, Fred Warner, one of the best linebackers in pro football, signed a new 3-year extension worth $63 million. And here's the important part. 56 of it is guaranteed. So Fred Warner, one of the best in the game today. The 49ers took care of Brock Purdy Friday afternoon, got him signed to a long-term deal, and now I've come up with a 3-year extension to the perennial all-pro linebacker in Fred Warner. And at 4:20, we'll have Josh Dubo from the Associated Press, who covers the NFL and the 49ers, will be on with us to talk about those two individuals signing long-term deals, and also the fact that Saints play them week two of the season. So we'll get his take on what the offseason has been for the San Francisco 49ers. What a wish, man. This has been a crazy run for UNO baseball and Dak North. Because Dak, I mean, he takes over before the season starts. Blake Dean resigned to go into private business. And no one thought UNO would make this type of run. And over the weekend, they punched their ticket to the Southland Conference Championship Series. 28 win, 2016. Now they play Houston Christian, and that'll be Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. The best of three, so got to win two. But here's the other part. UNO has swept Houston Christian during the regular season in the three-game conference sort of series between the two. So, man, what an unbelievable run. And we see it. Teams get hot this time of year, And all of a sudden, man, the Privateers make that run, win three games, and now have punched their ticket to the Southland Conference Championship Series. And so we want to congratulate the UNO Privateer baseball team and also Dax Norris for doing one whale of a job, because that wasn't expected when it happened quickly and sometimes unexpectedly as Blake Dean walked away to go into private business. Dax was there, and he maneuvered through some difficult moments there. But now, you where you want to be with an opportunity to get into the regionals, and all they got to do, win two out of three over Houston Christian. Also, big news today at LSU, President William Tate announced that he is leaving LSU to go to Rutgers. I've done a couple of events over the last year or so with President Tate. I had heard the rumors. He was looking around and talking to him. He didn't quell any of those rumors that he was looking around. Not that he told me he was, but you could tell when somebody's looking to kind of move on in life, and I always felt that William Tate was going to leave LSU, and fairly soon. Now, if you'd have told me Rutgers, that wouldn't have been on the dance card for me. So that is an open position there for William Tate. And, man, he went into a big detailed conversation with me about balancing academics, which that's what you're there for when you're the president of LSU, balancing academics and making sure that things are done correctly there. And, you know, when you the school, so to speak, in Louisiana, you got to have that. But also him really emphasizing what he thought about sports and what it meant to LSU from a financial standpoint, from a prestige standpoint. And he got it. Sometimes you talk to presidents of schools, they don't quite understand what – now, it's almost semi-pro ball today, to be honest with you – of what that means to a school. I give this to William Tate. As much as he talked about academics, and it was super important to him, he did also understand what having big-time college football, baseball, women's basketball, basketball, gymnastics, you name it, track, all across the board, what that meant to the school from a financial standpoint and also from a prestige standpoint. So William Tate, move on. Now the opening is there. I'm sure they will have a number of people very interested in the LSU job, and I'm sure the Governor Landry will have a huge say on what happens with this hire at LSU. Cullen, we got to the championship series now in the NBA, so I'm going to ask you, who you like? Knicks, Pacers in the East, or and then I'll ask you about Timberwolves. Do you think they can knock off the big dog OKC, who showed some heart yesterday? Because as a team, they have not walked down that basketball court. And, man, it's something when you do it for the first time to get to that point as a group. So who do you like in the East and who do you like in the West?
I mean, right now, I think the finals are going to shake out with Thunder and New York. I think it's going to be the Thunder and the Knicks, and everyone and their mother is going to go OKC. You kind of have to. They're like the big dog left out of all the teams, but something about the Knicks just feels so right now. They look so good.
Yeah, no question about it. The contrasting styles, and we'll have Chris Dotson on from Clutch Points, and he'll talk about, man, you look at Indiana, man, they run and gun, bang, three-point shots. And boy, when they get hot, they can smoke you right off the court. And what the Knicks are known for now, Jalen Brunson's tremendous basketball player. And, man, he can shoot it. But they are such a well-disciplined defensive team under Tom Thibodeau. You wouldn't expect anything else from that coach team. And, man, they got yourself to this point. And I was telling Charlie, this is way before he was born. But I can remember as a kid watching the Knicks with Willis Reed and Walt Frazier and DeBuscher go up against the Lakers, 1970. They had Jerry West, Wilt Chamberlain, and they went down to a game seven. And, man, old Willis had hurt his knee. He limped on that court. took two first two shots, made it. He did play a good portion of that game, but man, to see you were in the Mecca. When you play Madison Square Garden in New York at that time, man, you were in the Mecca. And that was a huge championship run. In a couple years later, they had Averett. They had acquired Earl the Pearl Monroe. And so he was a big part of it, along with Walt Frazier and the whole crew. And they ended up winning it again. But, man, it is something special. I mean, about watching that game in Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yeah. But before we get too separated from it, what about you?
I'm agreeing with you. I hate to say it, but because we might both be wrong, but I like the Knicks in the East, and I think OKC gets to the finals. I think that'll be tough against the Timberwolves. I really think that that may be a game seven run.
I actually don't. I think it's going to be easy. I hate to say it. I kind of look at the playoffs right now as the Pacers and the Timberwolves, honestly, both kind of had like playoffs on easy mode. You played the Cavaliers, and it just never felt like that series was in jeopardy. And the Timberwolves have kind of just coasted 4-1, 4-1. There hasn't been a lot of, like hesitation, a lot of chaos, which is, like, you know, what the Thunder have been, you know, Thunder have been facing, and the Nuggets, you know, two Game 7 series. I mean, 14 games is a lot to play. But I just think these Knicks and this Thunder squads are actually prepared for what's about to happen.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because, again, man, it's been a long time for both teams.
Took as a long time group, for every team
to get to that point.
Yeah.
And so everybody's sort of walking on court that they haven't walked before, man. How you deal with pressure. And I think that is something people say, oh, you play it every day. No, not for that. You understand what you're involved with here. You're involved in a final series, and then you get to play in the championship game. So we'll talk a lot more about that with Chris Dotson at 4:40 this afternoon. We come back, we'll have on with us Josh Dubo, who covers the NFL San Francisco 49ers for the Associated Press, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWE.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Cullen Steele, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line for the Associated Press, covers the NFL and also the San Francisco 49ers, Josh Dubow. Josh, thanks so much for joining us, and man, we couldn't have timed this any better because we started the show with it about a half an hour ago. Fred Warner coming up with a new 3-year, $63 million extension. And as I was telling Cullen, this is the important stuff, guaranteed money, $56 million. And I can remember this was a few years back. LSU was starting the season against BYU. And Coach Ho told me, man, watch that tall, skinny linebacker that they got, Fred Warner. Now, he ain't skinny no more, but, man, no. He was real thin back then. And he was a playmaker, a young player, still a huge cog in the 49ers defense.
Yeah, I know he's pretty much ever since he came in as a rookie in 2018, he's just been, you know, been one of their most important players. He's really played at a high level, still playing at a high level. He's been an all-pro the last 3 years. I don't think there's a better off-ball linebacker in the league right now than Fred Warner, and he definitely deserved the extension he got.
One of the things, Josh, we'll talk a little bit about the Brock Purdy deal a little bit later, but last year in watching his team, goes to show the importance. Now, Christian McCaffrey, he's an unbelievable player. But you know what was the key there? That left tackle, Trent Williams. Man, that dude's a man out on that field. And when he's in the lineup, it doesn't matter who was running the ball. Man, he cleared out some room. And even at his age, Josh, should be that dominant a left tackle, to me, is amazing. How well he's played for the 49ers. He was worth any draft choice and draft choices to get of how dominant a player he still is in this league. And he's beyond 35 years old.
Yeah, they definitely were fortunate that they were able to get him. And, you know, you talk about whatever draft pick available, I think they had to give up a third and a fifth round pick to get him. They didn't even have to give up much. The way he had just fallen out of favor in Washington and had refused to play for them. And, you know, he's, you know, they got him in 2020 and he's played basically at an all-pro level, you know. You know, when he's on the field ever since he got there. The question is, you know, he has not played a full season at all. Is, you know, last year, like, it was the most games he missed, but, you know, he misses a game here, a game there. And the older he gets, you know, that probably becomes a little more of a concern because, yeah, you definitely saw a major difference in that offense when Trent Williams is healthy, when Trent Williams isn't there.
Put it to you this way. When he gets his hands on you, you ain't making a play. I mean,
no, that,
the end of story, if he gets his hands on you, you're not being involved in any manner. The news with Brock Purdy, we've been hearing this now for almost basically a year, them trying to cut a deal to get a guy in the seventh round. He was Mr. Irrelevant when you get him selected. You had spent so much capital to move up in the draft. You get you a quarterback, and he just wasn't ready for the National Football League, had spent very little time as a starter in college football, only 1 year and one game. And then to see Brock Purdy, I'm old school with this, so I've seen a lot. As a kid, my comparison to him is Bob Greasy when he played with the Miami Dolphins. I think there's a lot of similarities between the two. All I know is Greasy won a lot of games for the Dolphins. Now, he did have a great supporting cast around him when you have Zonka and Kick and Mercury Morris and Paul Warfield, and that no-name defense was terrific. But Greasy was such a good football player, and that's who Brock Purdy reminds me of. And this is almost
– and that's also – it was Brian Greasy who was the coach, who was one of the first ones on the Niners to identify Brock Purdy, the guy that he wanted and who was his quarterback coach the last couple of years. Now, Brian left after this past season. But, yeah, no, he had a nice strong connection to the Greasy family there.
Yeah, and I think this is a deal that had to get done if you were going to do it. Now, it costs you a lot when you're paying a quarterback, but you had him on minimum wage for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
So you were able to kind of balance the scales because, Josh, you might – I think they were kind of all chips in the last couple of years, trying to win a Super Bowl title and came real close 2 years ago against the Chiefs to win it. Now, I think I'm looking at this. This is a soft sort of rebuild now for the 49ers. You could see a lot of veteran players in a year from now not going to be on this roster.
Yeah, they got rid of a bunch this past offseason. You know, their defensive line, they completely overhauled. Javon Hargrave was gone. Leonard Floyd, Malik Collins. Dre Greenlaw left some free agency. Talanoa Hufanga, Charvarius Ward. They lost Aaron Banks in the offensive line. They traded Debo. You know, definitely some major moves this year. They still have most of their big stars there. McCaffrey, they're hoping he's healthy this year. Trent Williams, obviously. Kittle, Warner, Bosa. We just re-signed Purdy. So they have most of those guys, but now they sort of need to hit on some of these younger guys while these older guys still can, for their sake, hopefully can still play at a high level. You know, we'll see, you know, how high a level those guys can play at as they start crossing 30. Sometimes the cliff comes sooner for some guys than others. So, you know, so that's definitely a concern. Like, some of their most important players are definitely hitting that, you know, getting close to that age 30 year, or in Trent Williams' case, you know, well into your 30s. So I think that's going to be a little question. If those guys can still play at a high enough level before these young guys can sort of bridge that gap and maybe step up and sort of fill some of those spots.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Christian McCaffrey, we've seen, man, he's a dynamite player. He wasn't a guy when he was in Carolina that chewed up a lot of yards against the Saints rushing. But where they could not match up was him as a receiver coming out of the backfield. They had some difficult moments going up against McCaffrey. He had the Achilles injury last year. What is the status of his health for the 2025 season?
Yeah, he had the Achilles injury early in the year and then came back and then hurt his knee and was done. So he had both. He was dealing with both last year. He's healthy. I think he's hoping, you know, they haven't started the OTA portion of their practices yet, but I think, he's hoping to be able to be out there. I think maybe they'll be a little cautious with him, but, in the spring, I don't think they necessarily need to see a lot from him. one of the things in the spring, but I think, you know, I think they feel optimistic, you know, that he'll be ready, you know, be back to being Christian McCaffrey, be ready training camp, regular season and all that. And, be 100%. But I think, you know, you get to a certain age as a running back to be able to keep doing it year after year is hard. You know, when he's healthy, he's as good as anyone, especially, you know, he's talked about the receiving. They really miss that element. You know, Jordan Mason they had last year, who ran the ball really well when he was healthy. But they definitely lacked the receiving threat out of the backfield. It's sort of that was a missing element, you know, of their offense where, you know, you get a play that there's nothing there. You dump it off to Christian and it turns into, you know, 10 or 15 yard gain. You know, and just moves the sticks and things like that. Or it's, you know, you isolate him on a linebacker and you send him 20 yards up and you get a huge play. You know, they were missing that sort of element. They struggled to get big plays in the running game. You know, Christian can break some runs, and they definitely did not have the element of pass catching out of the backfield last year that made them so successful the previous year, you know, with Christian.
Dealing off Deebo Samuel to the Commanders, and I think when you play at kind of the position he was played at, which was he's kind of a multi-purpose guy. He was a guy that could play, ran the football. He was a receiver, and he was taking a lot of hits. He's been dealt off now. Everything now kind of put on the back of the 2024 first-round pick and also a healthy return by Brandon Ayuk.
Right now, yeah, I'm not sure Ayuk's going to be ready week one. You know, he had a major knee injury late October last year. So, you know, I think there's a chance that he might start the year on PUP and, you know, miss the first month of the season or so. I think that's still up in the air. They have not decided on that. You know, I think they were a little more confident being able to let Deebo go because of the way Juwan Jennings played last year. Another former seventh-round pick for them.
Yeah.
You know, had a great year. Would have had a 1,000-yard season if he hadn't gotten thrown out of the Week 18 game against Arizona. closing in on 1,000 yards and yeah, got thrown out. He was a little upset about that. Yeah, obviously Ricky Pearsall was the first round pick last year. He had injuries during training camp. Obviously he was shot in downtown San Francisco a week before the season started, missed the whole first half of the season. Showed a few flashes late, but you know, I think it's sort of an unknown what you can get out of him, but they're going to need, obviously with Ayuk coming back from the knee injury and Deebo gone, they're going to need a good amount from Ricky Pearsall this year.
Josh, last question for you. I have a friend of mine who's the biggest 49ers fan in the world, and she takes the enamel off her teeth every time they come up to kick a field goal. You did bring in Greg Joseph last week, signing, but man, that has been a wild roller coaster ride for a guy who was such a good kicker at University of Michigan, and yet, I mean, you kind of hold your breath even when he kicks an extra point at this stage. You could see.
Things definitely got a little dicey last year. You know, part of it was, you know, he had a high ankle sprain early in the year, and I think they kind of rushed him back, and he was definitely, he missed a kick or two early, but he was fairly consistent early in the year. When he came back from the injury, he was kind of a mess. You know, I think their hope is that the injury had an impact physically and also, you know, maybe just on his headspace. And once you start missing, you know, as a kicker, confidence is such a big part. Once you start missing, you're probably trying to overcorrect yourself and you do this and that. And I think their hope is that Moody being healthy, he can get back to being the kicker they thought he was going to be and keep the job. And they won't need Greg Joseph, but I think they definitely needed to protect themselves in case, you know, in case that wasn't a situation and they do need a more consistent kicker because it got pretty bad the second half of last year.
Well, fortunate for them, or for Moody, that Shanahan's coaching and not Sean Payton. He had zero patience with the kicker. He'd have been out of there in world record time, third round pick or whatever. He'd have been gone pecan in a short period of time.
Yeah, Kyle wants to think as little about special teams as he can. That's why he spent a third round pick on him. It's like, you know what, if I can get a third round pick on this kicker, you tell me he's good, I'll never have to think about the kicker for the next 15 years. And unfortunately for Kyle, that's not how it worked out. I think special teams is not the part of the game that Kyle focuses on the most. I think he'd rather do as little as possible on that.
Josh, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, man. Always appreciate your time and insight.
Yeah, anytime.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Bye.
All righty. Josh Deebo, who covers the NFL and the 49ers for the Associated Press. And, man, a lot of people coming back from injuries for the 49ers to see how healthy a team they got. But on game two, the big thing to watch is who's starting at left tackle. Because if it's Trent Williams, the right defensive end for the Saints, he's going to have himself his hands full. Because, man, Trent Williams, even at his age, is a big-time player. And when we break down tape to show young offensive linemen, one of the guys that we specialize with play like Trent Williams. Not everybody's got Trent Williams' talent, but that, from a technical standpoint, that's how I want you to play offensive line. We come back from Clutch Sports. We'll have Chris Dotson on talking about the NBA Finals, sort of see in the East and also in the West. Also a little bit about Pelicans and who he's looking at maybe with the 7th overall pick in the draft. Right after this break here on the Big 870. WWL. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglia along with Cullen Steele running things behind the scenes and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from Clutch Sports. He also covers the NBA, Pelicans, Memphis Grizzlies. Chris Dotson. Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, appreciate you, Mike. You know, I always come on talk some ball with you.
I hear you, brother. Before we get into the East and West Conference Finals, your thoughts, 7th overall pick in the draft for the Pelicans. You would think that they will probably look to add a big man. So give us a couple of names that you think could potentially be there at 7 for the Pelicans.
Yeah. If they don't trade that pick, which is a whole different conversation. I've talked about this guy for a while now, Derek Queen, you know, freshman out of Maryland. A little older as a freshman. But age doesn't matter. If you can go out there and you hoop, I just want to see you hoop. So him and that boy out of Illinois, you know, Kasparis, I'm going to always pronounce his last name wrong, starts with a J. Y'all can figure it out. You know who I'm talking about.
Yes,
I like
sir.
Him. That's another big man. Jackanoskis or something like that. It's been a long trip down from Chicago through Wichita for a long period and back. All the names run together. But, yeah, the guy out of Illinois, Derek Queen out of Maryland, if one of those is sitting there at 7, I don't know how you pass them up.
Yeah, we were talking to Nicholls State head basketball coach Tavon Sadler, and Booga told me, Mike, man, if they get a shot at Queen, he's something special. And he was part of that recruiting process with Queen before he got to Nicholls State. So he knew a lot about him. And for a big man, it's how well he can move, Chris. I mean, he is super athletic for a big man.
He can move in ways that we were talking about Zion being athletic enough to play football and stuff like that. Queen can come in and really do some things with his brute force body. He can move, but he's got some of the softest touch around the rim, stuff like that, little things on his floater, like Etwan Moore to throw an old Pelicans guy with a floater out. It looks like that. He's got a nuance and a savvy and a soft touch to his game that comes immediately after he's shown you the greatest athleticism you've seen for a freshman this year. In my opinion. So, yeah, Nicholls State coach, we're all in the same boat. Let's take Queen and try and make him the new king of New Orleans.
There you go. We'll start in the East first, the contrasting styles with the Pacers and with Carlisle and the way he runs the basketball team. And it's a lot of run and gun, shoot it, hit the three-point shot. And, man, when they get hot, Chris, you're in trouble because once they get started, they can tsunami you real quickly. And then you have the Knicks with Tom Thibodeau. And Thibodeau's always been known as a tremendous defensive coach. The Knicks do that very well. Brunson certainly can give you that outside shot. And I just love contrasting styles in a series, and I think that's what you're going to get here between the Knicks and the Pacers.
Yeah, hey, styles makes fights. Pacers and Knicks has always been one of those NBA rivalry matchups that, you know, Spike Lee and Reggie Miller doing the choke.
Yeah.
And yet Thibodeau, he's going to play slow. He wants to he'll only run 6 or 7 guys out there if that's all he feels that can win him a game. So he's got to play a little slower. The Pacers are a little deeper, and they want to play a little bit faster. And so, yeah, that's one of the series that if we had to get some upsets, that's some of the best. These both matchups are some of the best matchups we can hope for now that some of the other bigger names have gone down. So that Indiana-Knicks series is bringing back a lot of old memories, but I think we're going to see some new style of basketball from Halliburton that is really going to test Thibodeau. And you hadn't asked me for a prediction yet, but that's why I think the Pacers, the 4 seed, might take over that 3 seed. It's just Halliburton, I think, is going to figure out Thibodeau faster than Brunson can figure out what Carlisle and them are doing, because Josh Hart just can't make a shot right now. There's things like that, but I can't wait to watch.
Out in the West, you got Oklahoma City Thunder. You and I have talked about this throughout the entire season, just how talented this roster is. They're deep. They're young. But you know what? None of these teams have been, so to speak, walking on this sort of ground as a group together. They got tested. Man, the Nuggets went in there. Man, it was a championship fight other than yesterday. Man, because Oklahoma City, they just blew them right off the court. And then you have Minnesota not getting a lot of respect from a lot of different people. But, man, I got a feeling, Chris, this may go 7 games here with the Timberwolves and the Thunder.
Yeah, I'm calling for 6 or 7, but the Timberwolves, look, they had pretty much an easy time because Curry was out. And the Thunder, I was just up there, you know, I get around. I was up there for the Grizzlies series, did a thing with an exclusive interview with Kenrich Williams, Kenny Hustle, guy from down here in New Orleans, got to catch up with him, Kayshon Wallace. They're a young team, but they're a mature team. I've been in now 8 different locker rooms for the NBA playoffs. And they, you know, them veteran-laden squads, they don't handle no nonsense from the rookies. OKC was one of them. You walk in the locker room, you know they were locked in, they were busy, they weren't watching, anything about non-basketball. That was just a locked-in locker room. And I think we've seen that for the most part from them all season. That's why they have the best record. But, yeah, it's going to be 6 or 7 because if Anthony Edwards and Shea just start going at each other, that's just something I want to see 9, 10, 11, 12 games of that. It's one of those kind of series.
Going back to the NBA draft, sometimes, man, you get the rabbit's foot in the right place. You know what I mean? And that's what I look at with San Antonio. Okay, they didn't get the first pick, but they got the 2nd and the 14th. When you look at the West, and you've had back-to-back now rookies of the year, and you get the 2nd overall pick and the 14th pick overall, man, you could put yourself in a position where you are really going to be extremely difficult to knock out if you keep those picks. So that'll be the first question. And do you see them being a major player to try to acquire Giannis from Milwaukee?
Look, getting the 2nd pick is the best blessing in disguise for San Antonio because you couldn't trade away Cooper Flagg. You couldn't do it. It would be too hard. But just getting that 2nd pick, now it's easy if they want the 2nd pick. You give them the 2nd pick. You get Giannis. They want 2 and 14. Who cares? You now have Giannis. You know, so it just makes it so much easier. They didn't drop to 4, 5, 6, you know, like the Pelicans and the Jazz falling backwards. Spurs jump up there, and now they have the best non-Cooper Flagg asset available. And I think that they're really going to have to sell that. And, yeah, I think they're going to be in not only for Giannis, I think they're going to be in for Lauri Markkanen too, because I think the Jazz are going to do a cold reset. And Lauri has been a name mentioned with the Grizzlies, with the Spurs, and a few other teams that are looking to compete next year. Watch for Lauri and then Sabonis out of Sacramento. Those two names are already starting to heat up in, you know, the little group chats I've got going for guys that if Giannis does not pan out for a bunch of these teams because he wants to go to Miami or some other team in Texas, watch for those two guys to get involved and that 2nd pick to be involved there too.
Could you see the Pelicans being involved in a 3-way deal? Because they got the Bucks picks in their pockets, so to speak.
Yeah, I could see them taking on maybe not the best player. Obviously, that'd be Giannis, maybe not the 2nd, but the 3rd, 4th, and 5th best player in that kind of trade to do a sort of a reset under Joe Dumars. Yeah, I could see that definitely. I just don't see the 7th overall pick with the Pelicans playing with Zion. That's about the only thing I'm sure of. It's either traded or Zion's traded, but they're not going to – I don't see how they can sit still and stick with the status quo given what they're going to be offered from Milwaukee to get their picks back and what this team is set up to do if they really make the right moves this summer. So sitting on your hands, it's going to be tough to do because the Pelicans are going to get a lot of good offers coming across their desk for not only Zion, but for those picks, the 7th overall pick, and a few other pieces that are probably surplus to requirements for the future.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great insights, bud. Appreciate your time. And, man, we'll get back with you right around the draft time and go over more of those players. But, man, couldn't agree with you more on Queen. I think if he's there, I think he might well be the guy.
He's the only player I would say draft him and let him play with Zion. Everybody else, you got to do something else. So, hey, yeah, appreciate you, Mike D. Grew up on you. You know I'll always come back with you and talk a little ball.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Chris Dotson does a great job for Clutch Points, covers the NBA, the Pelicans, the Grizzlies. A lot about some of the local players that have played in Louisiana, some of the state schools here in Louisiana. We'll be back to finish it up here in hour number one of Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dottie along with Cullen Steele at 520. The skipper of LSU baseball, Jay Johnson, will join us right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.